This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama wraps up 3 days in Kenya today with an address that is expected to highlight the emotional impact of his visit to his father's homeland. From Nairobi, Mr. Obama flies to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, as the first sitting U.S. president to visit there. Redwan Hussein is Ethiopia's head of the government's communications office.
The relationship that we have with America had lasted for about centuries. And no sitting American president has ever attempted to visit Ethiopia. Now, people would wonder why now. Then they would answer, it's because we have become visible enough. It's because we have become important enough to be seen, to be visited.
Once in Addis Ababa, Mr. Obama will be formally welcomed by the Ethiopian government on Monday. He'll also meet with Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama is due to make the first visit by a U.S. president to the headquarters of the African Union. Human rights concerns have loomed large in the background of Mr. Obama's travels in Africa. Before he left the U.S., human rights groups urged him to call for fundamental rights reforms in both Kenya and Ethiopia. Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maroua left at least 10 people dead on Saturday, just 3 days after twin bombings in the same town killed 20. No one's claimed responsibility, but the blast appeared to be the work of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria while Turkish ground forces struck Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, sites in northern Iraq on Saturday. Turkish officials say the raids are aimed at creating a safe zone. This is VOA News. An Australian male nurse, 39-year-old Adam Brookman, is facing terrorism-based charges for allegedly supporting the militant Islamic State group fighting in Syria. Father of five children, has told Australian media he went to Syria as part of a humanitarian mission where he was forced to join the terrorist group after he had been wounded. Tunisia's parliament voted overwhelmingly Saturday to pass the country's new anti-terror law after a pair of devastating attacks against tourists, but critics fear the new legislation may endanger Tunisia's hard-won freedoms, Islamic State claiming responsibility for both attacks which took the lives of nearly 60 tourists. Saudi-led coalition says it will begin a 5-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen, the king there allowing the delivery of humanitarian and medical aid to the people who need it. Around 800 migrants rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean have arrived in Sicily. Most of the migrants, mainly from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria, were taken to ports aboard Norwegian and Irish vessels as part of the EU's rescue efforts in the Mediterranean. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is the Irish ship's captain. He talks about the migrant ship and the condition of the migrants who were rescued.
The vessel itself was unseaworthy, at which point we commenced our SAR operation. There was several cases of dehydration of migrants on board. We then evacuated these migrants towards our ship, and we have medics on board our ships who were able to deal with these cases of dehydration.
And the latest arrivals of the migrants come just days after 40 African migrants were reported drowned at sea off Libya. More than 6,000 athletes from 165 countries here in the United States and Los Angeles for the Special Olympics. Games got underway on Saturday. And Olympic gold medalist Rayford Johnson lit the flame at the opening ceremony. He's long involved in the Special Olympics since its beginning and says sports teach important lessons.
I think in the long run, what we learn in sports help us to be better athletes, but it can be life lessons taught that are going to help us, in a sense, be the best we can be in other places other than on the field of competition.
Special Olympic Summer Games are held every 4 years in different city. The last were held in Athens. The competition features 25 sports from aquatics to track. The games were started in 1968 by Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the sister of U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Games will be continuing through August the 2nd. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
broadcast.
VOA 1.
Let's keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
The best music. Now.
Ask for money and get advice. Ask for advice, get money twice. I'm from the dirty, but that Chico nice. Y'all call it a moment, I call it life.
One day while the light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment.
Christina Aguilera.
The tallest building in Tokyo, long way from them hallways. Filled with O's and O's, they counting always. Real fat all day. Now, baby, we can parlay. Oh, baby, we can party. She read books, especially about red rooms and tie ups. I got her hooked, cause she see me in a suit with a red tie tied up. Rita and Gris, nice to meet you. But time is money, only difference is I own it. Now, let's stop time and enjoy this moment.
Wow. I'll be in my castle golden, but until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment.
For the moment, makes sense, don't it? And I make dollars, I mean billions. I'm a genius, I mean brilliance. The streets is what schooled them and made them slicker than Slick Rick the Ruler. I've lost a lot and learned a lot, but I'm still undefeated like Shooter. I'm far from cheap, I break down companies with all my peeps. Baby, we can travel the world and I can give you and all you can see. Time is money, only difference is I own it. Like a stopwatch, let's stop time and enjoy this moment, darling.
One day,
along with Christina Aguilera and Feel This Moment. I'm Larry London. We've got the weekend coming up next. But first, a little Nicki Minaj news. We'll check out some Nicki Minaj music in a minute. Nicki's very upset these days. She's got two MTV Video Music Award nominations for Best Hip Hop Video and Best Female Vocalist. But that's not good enough because Nicki felt her song Anaconda deserved to be nominated for Best Video of the Year. And she tweeted about it and said, I guess I don't have the body type and the look that the others do. And that prompted Taylor Swift to write her back and said, hey, no, what are you talking about? It's not about looks and stuff like that. Your music's good. And then, you know, they got back and forth. And then ultimately Taylor wrote, hey, Nicki, if I win, I want you to come on stage with me because I love you and I think you should share in the honor. So Nicki Minaj, a little unhappy. This is VOA 1, the hits with a weekend I can't feel my face.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever.
Journey. I just wanna enjoy the ride. What is the hurry? It's pretty early. if you don't swim, you'll drown. But don't move.
Let's go, perfect time, gotta let it watching, I'm watching.
I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. So good it hurts. I don't want it. I gotta have it. Uh-oh. When I can't find the words, I just go.
On VOA 1. Flo Rida is on tour right now for his new EP, My House. I'm Larry London, and welcome to Our House with the hits on VOA 1. Up next, Katy Perry.
We'll be right back.
not winning. It's like 25 the lives that you bust out of prison. Something's in the air, something's in the air. It's like that feeling when you're just about to kill it. Take your last shot, you know you're gonna hit it. Something's in the air, something's in the air. Whoa. Win the medal, and you work so hard that you knew you wouldn't settle. Hands are in the air, hands are in the air. When they hear you, when you thought they wouldn't listen, it's like an anthem that the whole world's singing. Hands are in the air, hands are in the air. Whoa. Shake. If we clap our hands, the walls will break. Yo, so loud, won't forget our names. 'Cause something big is happening. Take this spark and start a fire. Raise this up, we're feeling high. They can't tell us anything. Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening. Out of my control. Pushing, pulling, and it's grabbing me.
Another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, 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 home. It's been a long night here and a long night there, and these long, long legs are damn near everywhere. Hold up, now you look good, I will not lie. But if you ask where I'm staying tonight, I gotta be like, oh baby, no baby, you got me all wrong, baby. My baby's already got all of my love, so no, no. Another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another. Somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not.
Music and more. VOA. One.
No doubt we'll perform together for the first time in quite a while. I think the last show they did was back in January, and they are at Riot Fest in Chicago, Illinois, September 11th through the 13th. And Gwen Stefani continues to work on her solo album, although she says she will not tour solo again. She will only tour with No Doubt. My name is Larry London, VOA 1, and David Guetta performs next with Akon, Sexy Chick on VOA 1.
Trying
Hollywood and Robin Schultz, Prayer in C. I'm Larry London, keeping you company on VOA 1. And congratulations to Adam Levine on his one-year wedding anniversary with supermodel Bahati Prinsloo. He posted pictures with his lovely wife on the internet, and he showed off his brand new hairstyle, which is a shaved head. He's cut all his hair off. No more hair. Here they are, Maroon 5, and This Summer's Gonna Hurt. Beyonce Irreplaceable. Beyonce nominated for 9 MTV Video Music Awards. She's tied with Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran for the most nominations. The show's August 30th. Coming up, Mary J. Blige on VOA1.
Neither one of us knew why. We didn't build nothing overnight, cause a love like this takes some time. People swore it off as a phase, said we can't see that. Now from top to bottom, they see that we did that. Yes. It's so true that yes. We've been through it. Yes. We got rushed. Yes. See, baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without you, baby. This ain't for you.
No, this ain't for you.
And if you got it deep in your heart, and deep down you know that it's true.
Come on.
Well, let me see you put your hands up.
Cause I can't sleep without.
My faith and trust, you and I.